Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores, where tonight we pay tribute to Brian Sharp.
Brian will be most known to the public for his time spent at Sandford Park Christie. He became resident in 1983 and stayed for 12 years, entertaining holidaymakers with music like this.
It's a lovely day today, stepping out with my baby and doing what comes naturally, demonstrating the sounds of the Sandford Park Christie, which Brian modified to make it a larger and more colourful instrument. Brian was born in 1937 and started on piano age 7. His musical career really took off after he won a talent competition. Brian's first exposure to the theatre organ was on holiday in Torquay, where Peter Kilby was at the ABC Compton Organ. In 1976, Brian recorded his first pipe organ LP. The Dalmston House Wurlitzer was well known to Brian, and this track is from that LP. It's the very popular Morning Has Broken.
Thank you.
Brian was well known for his musical breaks, where the public could enjoy a break away, listening to Brian and other artists. Some of these include a trip to Blackpool. Brian was lucky enough to record on the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer, as you'll now hear as he plays In the News.
Brian was also highly skilled on electronics. The next two tracks come from my personal favourite album he made. The tracks feature the Brian Sharp Quartet and see John Clifford on drums, Steve Richardson on bass guitar, Alan Wilkes on rhythm guitar, and Brian on the RIHA, Syntone and Jupiter electronic organs. The two tracks are Moonglow and, in a complete contrast, the 70s disco hit The Hustle.
Brian's last theatre organ recording took place on the Rye Wurlitzer in 2003. Here's Brian's beautiful arrangement of Frank Sinatra, Hit All the Way.
In the day, Brian had strong links with BBC Radio Manchester, and in the 70s he did much performing at the BBC's Playhouse Theatre. Here's some toe tappers including Honeysuckle Rose, Sweet Georgia Brown, Tiger Rag, played on the Free Manual Wurlitzer.
Thank you.
Brian had a wonderful musical career. He became musical director at the Dudley Hippodrome and also played the Plaza, West Bromwich and many other places. Brian played Hammond organ and went on to accompany the likes of Winifred Atwell, Max Bygraves, Des O'Connor and Frankie Vaughan.
Sadly, Brian died on the 20th of January at the age of 78 after battling cancer. So we leave Brian to play us out with a beautiful ballad, Somewhere in Time. Good night.